Claire for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Mayor Robert Benoit for the town of Sutton about the recent acts of vandalism that have taken place in the village. So thank you so much for being here with me today, Mr. Benoit. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Can you please start off by speaking to us a little bit about these instances of vandalism in Sutton that have taken place as of late? Where did these acts of vandalism take place exactly?
This is pretty serious, since this is really the first time that there is this number of vandalism in the city. So people are very preoccupied because it started about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's been building up lately. And it has been to answer your question, it was taken in different locations. Started at the Parc Gaillatier, where in the bathroom there was a lot of vandalism. The mirrors were broken, but in this instance we had cameras and we caught the people who did that. In the Sûreté du Québec, the police is taking charge of this incident. But afterwards, it didn't stop. On the contrary, it increased. So we've seen a lot of paintings on the walls of the John Sleet Old School, in the parks, on the benches, everywhere, a little bit everywhere in the city. Really, we're really concerned about benches being broken. So the most important one was the first respondent's car that was broken in the back window.
Oh, wow.
The front window and the mirrors were broken. So we had lots of incidents. And on top of that, we had a series of robberies about 10 days ago, I think, in the middle of the night, where several commercial locations were robbed. So we're really concerned about what is happening right now. So we've taken a lot of steps about that.
Wow, I wasn't even informed or aware of these other incidents. That's really unfortunate. I know that there was also an incident of vandalism at the Natural Spring site, right? If I'm not mistaken, that actually affected the use of the natural spring.
Yeah, there was painting on the there where the water comes out, and there was several benches that were vandalized, and also the big stone there for Mr. Boyce, and then there was a lot of paint on that, but that has now been gone. The city has repaired everything. So yes, there was a lot of vandalism, even in the Pence area. Probably every part of the city was touched by that.
And from my understanding, you had to shut down the use of the water, right, at the Natural Spring site? And you had to shut down some of these sites until the Public Works Department cleared the area, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we stopped the water there just to make inquiries about the quality of the water. But it maybe 4 or 5 days later, it came back. So it is running right now, so there's no problem with the quality of water.
Okay. And how did the town go about responding to these acts of vandalism?
Well, we have an action plan right now that is pretty extensive. First of all, in the mail, every citizen will receive a leaflet by the city calling Sutton Respect, saying that what's happening right now concerns all of us. And what the city is doing is we are adding cameras in the parks and the city hall, around city hall. We've asked the police, the Sûreté du Québec, to be much more present. We have young cadets who are walking around during the night to see if they can spot something. We've discussed with several intervenants in the city to see how we could better communicate with young people, because we think that part of it is done by young people, at least the painting. So looking at the cost right now, I mean, all of the damages is roughly $50,000, upwards of $50,000. So this is pretty important right now. So we got to stop that. But I mean that's I would say the repressive. But we need to do some prevention also. So we need to bring about, you know, the parents, the families, to talk about their kids, because some of the damage that has been done by young kids. So we want to get the families involved. We're going to do focus groups with young people from 12 to 30 years old. So to see what is the problem right now, what do we need to do? We're going to do some kind of art mediation in the park, where there's going to be places where the kids can use paint and do tags and whatever, so where it would be permitted. So we're looking at all kinds of ways to offset this pattern of vandalism.
Yeah, almost kind of creating a space where they can express their artwork that won't destroy the city.
Exactly, that's what we're thinking. But in the end, we're asking the population to call the Sûreté du Québec, the police, if they see something, because they've been all over the place in the village, so probably people have seen something. And don't be afraid to call the police, because the call and the information is anonymous and it's confidential. So we beg people to help us to solve this problem.
And I'm sure that this put a lot of pressure on the Public Works Department. What steps have been taken to fix or repair whatever needed to be fixed or repaired? Is the town currently in the process of doing that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the city, what we want to do is to repair them as soon as possible to see that we're back to normal. So obviously we need to catch these people, and we'll bring them to court as we did for the Parc Gaieté in the first instance about a month and a half.
Yeah, so of the other instances of vandalism, you're still searching for the people who are involved.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we have a series of posters that are being posted to several public spaces in Sutton to ask, you know, what's the point? Is this, if you've done that with your family, what would you think? You know, make your mark differently. So I think we need to sensitize people about this kind of pattern right now that needs to be stopped.
You were mentioning before how there seems to be, it just continues to increase. Is this the first time that a town council in Sutton has dealt with such a mass number of incidents in such a short period of time?
No, I think it's the first time at that level, no. So this is why people are really concerned. You know, people, I was walking today on the street and in the restaurant, and people were asking me, what is the city doing? Because people are really concerned, especially the commercial outfits on Main Street, that most of those were robbed. They just didn't open the door, but they broke the glass windows.
Okay.
And so a lot of commercial outfits have panel doors, wood doors right now, instead of glass doors. So this is concerning. So we ask people to call the police, 310-4141. This is the Sûreté du Québec number, and again, it's anonymous and confidential.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us about that. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Mr. Benoit, that you think would be important for people to know about.
I think it's important. I think most of the messages I've made pretty clear that the city is doing its utmost to find a way, but we need also the collaboration of commercial units, because in a lot of instances, there was no camera in the commercial offices. So I think it'd be a good thing that people would use camera or any kind of device to recognize those who entered illegally.
Yeah, like an increase in surveillance throughout the village.
Yeah, but as I said, it never happened before, so it's a first. I mean, a lot of people didn't lock their doors in Sutton, but now I think people are beginning to think about it and locking their doors.
Well, it's a very unfortunate situation, but I hope that it comes to a resolution. I really appreciate your time, Mr. Benoit. Thank you so much for speaking
Thank
to
you.
Me today.
Thank you very much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.